It's easy to think about immigration in the short term, but this week, WUWM is taking the long view. Our series, Making Wisconsin, Our Immigration History, is running every day this week on Lake Effect. The series helps us understand who our neighbors are and how immigration has shaped the city, state, and country. Our first story examines the waves of immigration to Milwaukee. Here's WUWM reporter Catherine Kokel.
Life in Milwaukee didn't start with foreign settlers. It began with indigenous peoples who settled at the convergence of the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnickinnick rivers. First were the mound builders between 800 and 500 BC. Other groups of Native Americans began to settle here in the 1600s.
So I like to say that Milwaukee specifically has always been a multinational and cosmopolitan city. It was shared between several nations.
That's Rachel Buff, a professor of history specializing in immigration at UWM. She explains that the Potawatomi, Menominee, Ojibwe, Miami, and other groups shared the area now known as Milwaukee. French settlers began to arrive in Wisconsin in the 17th and 18th centuries. The fur trade was central to their settlements. Although many Wisconsin towns still bear French names, few French people established long-term residency in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Historical Society. The French lost control over Wisconsin toward the end of the French and Indian War in 1763. Then came the British, who were also motivated by the fur trade.
You can see it in Milwaukee's geography, like Yankee Hill. There are early, you know, kind of English, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants that are some of the first settlers.
Perhaps the immigrants with the largest impact on Wisconsin's image arrived next, the Germans. They came here seeking economic opportunities and fleeing unrest in Germany after a failed revolution in 1848.
Subsequently, after the kind of small Yankee migrations, we have bigger waves in the 1840s of Germans, pretty much from the 1840s through World War I.
Milwaukee became known as the German Athens because of its concentration of German immigrants and their impact here. Germans trained in politics became leaders of Milwaukee's socialist government, while entrepreneurs started breweries and tradesmen sold crafts and established their own businesses. Around this time, Buff says waves of Scandinavian, Irish, and Italian immigrants coming north from Chicago also arrived in Milwaukee seeking better jobs and opportunities. Escaped enslaved people traveled back to Wisconsin to join free black communities in the early 19th century. Buff says members of all of these groups formed regiments sent by Wisconsin to fight in the Civil War.
Our regiment that fought in the Civil War, our regiments were predominantly non-English speaking, which is an interesting fact.
The mid to late 1800s brought an influx of Polish immigrants, fleeing political and religious repression in their home country, Buff says. The city's south side became a predominantly Polish area. Around the start of the Mexican Revolution in 1910, Buff says Mexican immigrants began to move to Milwaukee for stability and new jobs. She explains that southeastern Wisconsin started a long-standing relationship with Crystal City, Texas, where Mexican immigrants would move to the Midwest to work seasonal agricultural jobs. Many stayed here.
Sort of the transition of the south side of Milwaukee, which had been historically Polish. Again, you can still see that in the architecture, the churches, the businesses. But, you know, you have those churches kind of keeping business going by having Spanish-speaking masses.
More immigration from Central America followed in the 1980s. In 1985, Wisconsin even declared itself a sanctuary state for Central American immigrants fleeing violence in their home countries. Later, Hmong communities from Southeast Asia immigrated to Milwaukee, particularly following the closure of the last Hmong refugee camp in Thailand in 1992. More than 20 years later, immigrants have continued to seek out a new home in Milwaukee. In 2021, hundreds of refugees from Afghanistan were resettled here by the State Department, following the U.S. withdrawal from their home country. UWM professor Rachel Buff says Milwaukee's 300-plus years of immigration history is now reflected in our restaurant names, late-night coffee shops, places of worship, and supermarkets.
It's what makes Milwaukee diverse and exciting and vital, and it's also the contested territory we still struggle with.
Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.